150 years ago, Confederate General Thomas Hindman marched north through the rugged Boston Mountains at the head of 11,000 men and 22 cannons to attack Union troops at Cane Hill. Learning of another Union column approaching from Missouri, Hindman instead placed his men on a low, wooded hill near Prairie Grove Presbyterian Church. Savage fighting broke out on the Confederate right on December 7, 1862, as men of the Union Missouri Division charged and were cut to pieces by rebel gunfire. Confederate countercharges were in turn devastated by Yankee artillery. As the sun dropped low in the sky, the troops on Hindman's left were preparing to sweep the battered Federals from the field when cannon fire from the northwest announced Union reinforcements. To learn more about Arkansas history and the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War, visit ArkansasCivilWar150.com. The Arkansas Civil War Sesquicentennial Commission is an agency of the Department of Arkansas Heritage. I'm Mark Crist.